Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Cuchel. I'm the CEO of YSN. We're building the Next Gen campaign for the franchise industry. And take a look and watch out for Deb Evans and Jack Munson with the Social Geek Radio.
Well, hello, and thank you, Jennifer, once again for your wonderful intro. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston, Texas, where it's very cold.
And Jack Munson coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, where I'm guessing it's a little colder and maybe a little snowier.
So.
How are you, Deb?
I'm doing well. It was good to see you. It seems like yesterday, but then again like a month ago that I just saw you.
That's Las Vegas
convention?
For you, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of Las Vegas and the IFA and just seeing, 3,800 of your closest friends all at the same time. It was great hearing Jennifer Cuchel's voice there at the top of the broadcast. She was the first person I saw when I got to Vegas, checking in right in front of me with her father. Yeah, so it was a good way to kick it off.
And she was a superstar.
And we had never met in person. This shows you the power of social media, right? We had never met in person, and she turned around and she said, "Are you Jack Munson?" And I said, "Yeah. How do you know who I am?" And she said, "I know your picture from the podcast." So there we go.
Oh, fun! Oh, that's great. That is wonderful.
Right.
Yeah, she was a superstar. So we have our guest that also attended the IFA 55th annual convention, hashtag IFA 2015, with us tonight. And it's Mary Kay Liston with Five Star Painting. So, Mary Kay, it was fun seeing you last week, too, and all the new things going on with in your business franchising world.
It's an exciting time. Hi, Jack. Hi, Deb.
Hi. And we should say right off the bat, congratulations on your new role with a new brand with it. Well, not a new brand, but new under the Dwyer Group, Five Star Painting, and you are the brand new president. Congratulations!
Yeah,
thank you so much.
And I know you've been busy with this brand so far. I know when we talked last week, you were talking about your travels.
Yes. It is a 10-year-old brand, but we've had it for almost two whole months.
So you've got everything figured out now. 2 months should be plenty
of
time, right?
It's a really strong brand with great franchisees and wonderful systems in place. So we just jumped on this locomotive while it's already going down the track.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's a great fit, great brand, great franchisees, just like all of the other parts of the Dwyer Group family. So congratulations on that. It's going to be an exciting year for you, I think.
Yes, it will.
So we were actually able to get together and chat a little bit in Las Vegas. And it's always great. Deb, you and I never seem to see each other when we go to the conventions. We seem to talk more when we're 1,000 miles away. But the three of us actually got to chat a little bit in Vegas. Mary Kay, tell us about some of the highlights or what was sort of the biggest thing you saw this year.
Wow. I love to go there, as you said, Deb, to see, your closest friends. But the leadership development that I gain from attending this convention every year is just so wonderful. And the award winners are always so inspirational. My favorite quote came from Aslam Khan, who was the Entrepreneur of the Year, and he said, "The bridge to success is called extreme discipline." I thought that's a great reminder.
Yes, I agree. I remember him saying that, and you had to stop and just think about it. It's like, it's very true. He really nailed that one.
And, of course, the leadership conference with the Mitt Kleinberger at Menti, who is just so – he's amazing. He's just amazing.
You listen to Amit talk, and, it's about a smile, and you think, oh, that is so simple. But the way he presents his philosophy and his brand culture and it really can be that simple. You just want to make people smile. And everything mm-hmm. he does, you know, in his life, and I think that's, you know, not just work, but I think in his life, is that that's his goal. Is he, and he's smart. He's got, I want to always say pretty smile, but he has such a genuine, lovely, heartfelt smile himself. He's just, you can't help but just smile back at him and feel happy.
Yes, and the message that I took from him, and I took it from a lot of other people too, especially as I'm getting to know this new brand, is you really got to know your brand, and you've got to have a really clear message to communicate to your franchisees so that they can communicate that to your customers. And I heard that message over and over again too, so it's really got my brain clicking here. Yes, we paint houses and light commercial buildings, and we do interiors and exteriors, but we really want to bring color to your world, and so how do we message that?
Oh, I like that. I haven't looked to see what your tagline is, but yeah, that's nice. And yeah, Amit had said that, and so many others, and I think that, you know, it just really rings true. If you don't understand what your brand represents and you don't get that message across, you know, through your franchisees, through your employees, then how are your customers going to understand who you are, what you represent, and what you deliver?
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of this stuff, I mean, we've heard through the years, and it's not, you know, there's very little that's brand new, but when you hear someone put it in a different way that it resonates, then you're like, oh, yes, of course I knew that. Yes, I'm going to work on that.
And it's nice to see somebody who's actually really the living embodiment of what he's saying, like what you were just saying about Amit and his smile. He couldn't really get away with saying that that's the culture and that's what they're trying to do if he didn't really live that and exhibit that himself every day, especially in front of, you know, 3,000 people at the conference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was fun to hear him on the Undercover Boss panel as well, and talking about some of the difficult situations that he encountered where people weren't delivering smiles.
I missed that panel of his presentation. So who else was on the panel with them?
It was Steve Greenberg from Postnet, or Greenbaum, sorry, Postnet, and Dina Dwyer-Owens from the Dwyer Group, and Catherine Munson.
Oh, nice.
All four of them, yeah, had been on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they all have very strong, not forceful, but strong personalities, strong cultures, strong brands. So I did see all of them on Undercover Boss, and how they could do that and get by with it really, really amazed me, you know, especially with the meat, you know, when you see something not going right. And I remember Steve's episode too, you know, you see something that's not going right. How do you deal with that? You're being televised and people are going to watch you.
What was interesting though, is to a person, they all said they would do it again, given the opportunity.
Would they?
Yeah, well, they probably all learned so much from seeing things, you know, through or living life in somebody else's shoes for, you know, whatever length of time it is. So it was probably a better learning experience for them than it was for the employees, if you think about it. So, sure, I'll bet they'd all do it again.
You know, one of my favorite leadership development sessions was one that Catherine Munson shared, speaking of Catherine, and if I can just recap her top five characteristics of an awesome leader,
because
resonated with me. The first one she said is to have a positive mental attitude, and we all know that your attitude is the one thing that you have absolute control over. but having a positive mental attitude will help prevent you from doing things like that Nancy Friedman from Telephone Doctor warned about, emotional leakage in her talk. So if you're upset about something, then you emotionally leak it onto somebody else, and that's never pleasant. So keep a positive mental attitude. She said be goal-oriented. You got to know where you're going and make sure your team knows where you're going, too. Be self-motivated and have a sense of urgency. And we heard that a lot, didn't we?
Yes.
We heard that. And the last one that she said was never stop learning, which is certainly something that we've embraced at the Dwyer Group. In fact, Mike Bidwell, our CEO, has dubbed this the year of learning and development at the Dwyer Group. And so it's all well and good that we do that, you know, for our Dwyer Group employees. But the really exciting thing is that we found ways to share that with our franchisees. For instance, we've made Brian Tracy audio lessons available that franchisees can download and use. And the author of The Dream Manager, Matthew Kelly, who's an amazing speaker, presented to the leadership team about building a bigger future. We recorded that, and we've made that available for franchisees on the communication side as well. So a year of learning and development, and Catherine says never stop learning, and I buy into that.
I do too.
That's fantastic. It's I love hearing that from a brand that's so established, or a group of brands that are so established, like the Dwyer Group, because I think it would be really easy at this point to say, you know what, we've got this pretty well figured out. You know, we can put this thing on autopilot. We've got so many franchisees, and everything's great. We can, you know, we know what we're doing. We can just, you know, go along the way we have been, but the world isn't going along the same way. So
yes,
everything's
exactly
constantly
right.
changing. So that's great to hear that, you know, such an established brand is still into learning and developing new skills. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And in fact, we had 6 certified franchise executives walk the stage this year.
I was just going to mention that because I remember seeing your tweets, and we had a huge number, 160 graduates this year, which I thought was just phenomenal. But I knew that you had, I thought you had like 3 or 4, so you had 6. That says a lot about the Dwyer Group and the brand, about, you know, sending folks, because that's a dedication, both by the brand, financially commitment, the brand, and for these folks to be away to go to these courses, and so that's awesome.
I'm working diligently on my renewal.
Yeah, mine's next year too. So I think they should re-graduate us. Don't you want to walk?
You
want to
walk
again?
The stage again?
No.
Hey, that's an idea. That would be. It go.
There are a lot of CFPs.
Day to have everybody walk the stage again, the whole day. Here we go, kids. We're just going to run the line across the stage.
That's a lot. But that says a lot about IFA and the continuing education, and what you were saying earlier is that, you know, it's a good philosophy within the franchise sector that we live in, that people are dedicated to for us all to grow and learn a little bit more.
Mike Duke, the former CEO of Walmart, is the one who said things are accelerating at an accelerated rate, so you can't get complacent.
Yep.
Nope. And then our friend, our dear franchise friend, Mary Ann O'Connell with FranWise, won the Crystal Compass Award when you were speaking earlier about the leadership conference. It was good to see her recognized for all she's accomplished in franchising, and she's been one of my franchise mentors over the last several years.
Boy, is she a connector or what?
I mean,
you hear people tell stories about how she mentored this one and introduced that one to that one, and that's just amazing. She's left her mark on a lot of successful people in IFA.
Yeah, there were some tears when folks were getting up and introducing her and applauding her. It was nice to see her friends within in the franchise world recognize her accomplishments. She did a good job.
Hey, Deb, did it seem to you like there were more men at the leadership conference this year than in years past?
You know, I think there were, and we'll get the count later, but it's certainly a conference that, you know, hosted by the Women in Franchise Committee that I think, you know, for years people believed only women could attend, But not only were there a lot of men there, but, you know, they were the round table facilitators. John Francis was the facilitator at my table for the conference. So, yes, it was very well attended by a lot of the men that attend IFA. It was great.
I was really glad because it tells me that we're getting the word out that everyone's welcome, and it's so valuable.
Well, we had, what, 300 attend? I mean, you think about it,
yeah.
that's a high percentage of attendees come in a day early in order to participate and attend that all-day conference.
Yeah, that actually is pretty impressive. 300 out of 3,800 attendees came in at least a day early, if not two.
Mm-hmm.
Because really to attend that, you would have to come in, you know, what, the Friday night before, right? At least. So,
right.
You know, giving up an extra weekend, that is impressive. I'll have to say I was not at the leadership conference this year, but it sounds like I missed some of the best things from the entire week. So I definitely want to hit it next year.
It's a great event. Mm-hmm. We'll get you there, Jack. We'll save a seat for you.
Okay.
And then,
so who else really just really knocked your socks off this week? Both of you. Any sort of top of line thoughts of things that maybe some of our listeners didn't get to see, and maybe they want to go hunt down the PowerPoint or see a video or something like that?
Oh my gosh, Salim Ismail, the former VP at Yahoo, who who has spent the last 4 years building Singularity University, and his mission is to train a new generation of leaders to manage exponential growing technologies. And boy, did he have stories to tell and examples. That was fascinating to me. His book is called Abundance, and I know that some people that I was sitting with at the conference downloaded it right then.
Oh, really?
To start diving into
it.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's real-time commitment right there.
Yes, but do you remember some of his examples when he was talking about technology doubles every 6 months? That's just amazing. He was talking about his 3-year-old son will probably never get a driver's license because cars will drive themselves.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I had to stop and think about it. I thought, you know what? That's probably very true.
Mm-hmm. And talking about how a cell phone today has more technology than was available to the United States government only 30 years ago.
Right.
That's
just mind-boggling.
That's
but you think about it, if this technology doubles every 9 months or 6 months, or he was saying that solar cells, the price performance doubles every 22 months. I mean, in no time, we're going to be, you know, solar-powered everything. It's just nuts. And then when he was talking about how we're becoming a sharing society, and he was talking about Uber and Airbnb. Airbnb is now the largest hotelier in the world.
Without
and
owning
even have a
hotel.
Yes. Yes. I just thought he was fascinating. I couldn't write fast enough when he was talking.
Yeah, I think that Airbnb that it's funny because I've used Airbnb but I never sat down and gave thought to it. It's like they don't even own a hotel. It's like it's amazing,
right? But I think of these things as being on the fringes still, and it's not. I don't know anybody who travels, at least for business, that hasn't used Uber at some point. And you know, how long ago was it where Uber was one of those things that, you know, just you might have used in San Francisco, or you know, some friend of yours was telling you about, like 2 years ago, it barely existed, and now it's huge. And the same with Airbnb. It really is. What was Mike Duke's term? Things are accelerating at an
accelerated rate. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm just scaring myself. So.
Well, his example about TED Talks becoming an international brand inside of 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. No. And I felt it was a shame that the room wasn't still full. I'll say that. A lot of people had to leave. And I think if IFA is going to save one of the strongest messages for last, they should let everybody know ahead of time.
Yeah, you know, I think that's always a problem. In the past couple of years, I've noticed that too on the, what would that be, the last day is usually Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, yeah.
We seem to have had some awesome keynote speakers at the Wednesday morning breakfast sessions, and so many people jet on out of there on Tuesday night that you know, so many people miss it. And I know you can't keep the conference going on forever. It sure seems like there's got to be a way to you know, really let people sort of prioritize and you know, figure things out ahead of time so they don't miss, you know, what was easily one of the top three speakers of the entire event.
Yes, and then of course Steve Joyce bowing out and Melanie Bergeron stepping up was really exciting. Steve is so funny. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
I was.
I'll tell you, I can't wait to see Melanie in this role, and you know, she's going to do a great job. And I thought she had a great speech at the show this when she, you know, sort of took over on what was that, Tuesday. But I gotta say, Steve Joyce, I'm going to miss his master of ceremony duties, because he definitely keeps us on our toes, and a lot of times he says the things that we're all thinking.
Yeah, he's very witty. it's like oh no, what's he gonna say now? But he was good. It was very good. And Melanie's such a powerhouse. I mean, she's she's got some great ideas. I enjoyed working with her on the convention committee last year. She's just very forward-thinking, very open. Really, you know, involved with this next gen or organization, and seeing that you know, entrepreneurs or we're talking about education, that it's available, and the franchising gives back. She's going to see that, you know, that's more than just once a year. I love that event too. I love to go into IFA early so that I can participate in franchising gives back. And this year we were working with the veterans, and so nice to do great things for them, and for them to come up and thank us for painting or cleaning or whatever it is that, you know, we were busy doing. So I'm anxious to go. There's a website, Franchising Gives Back, and anxious to go to the website and learn more about what we can do in our own communities all year long.
Yeah, that's good to hear that it's not just going to be a one-day-a-year thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Five Star Painting does a Five Star Gives Back day a couple of times a year. And I'm really excited. And I'm sure lots of other people do too. So I'm real excited that we have a website that's going to aggregate all of those efforts so we can all see what great things we're doing out there all year long.
Oh, great. Is there a place where we can check that out, Mary Kay? Is it on the Five Star website, or is there a separate site for it?
It's probably on our Facebook page, but I was making reference to the IFA website for the franchise.
Okay.
Back. So you can register your company, register your franchise, and then talk about what efforts you've completed through the years, so we can see what everybody else is doing.
Great. That's a way to accelerate things too, to not just have it, you know, sort of siloed in this one day a year thing, but it's actually happening in many places with many brands. That's a terrific idea. This is Social Geek Radio, and our guest tonight is Mary Kay Liston, the new president of Five Star Painting, and we're talking about all of the events from last week's IFA 2015 convention. What else? Well, any big speakers or events or anything from last week that we haven't covered that you guys wanted to mention to everyone tonight?
Well, you know, the prayer breakfast is always a highlight for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Side's impassioned presentation was incredibly moving.
And let me just say, after he gave that speech or presentation, a mutual friend of ours told Michael that how much I had commented that I liked it, and I I thought he should publish it somewhere so we could all share it with friends. And in less than an hour, I got an email from Michael Seide with the entire speech in a PDF document, that just so he could share it with me, so I could share it with some other folks. So so I really appreciated that. And if anybody wants to see a copy of that, by the way, let me know. He said to feel free to share it. But I totally agree, Mary Kay. It was, there were two speakers, and also we'll mention the singer, but also at the prayer breakfast, Michael Seide's very passionate speech, and also Mike Isaacson's just fantastic. He is just so charismatic and just genuine in his presentations. And I really thought every other speaker and presenter for the rest of the day on Monday really had their work cut out for them to top those two guys starting off at 7:30 in the morning. because it really did. It was a great way to kick off the day with those two gentlemen. And also the singer we should mention too, mm-hmm. who sang at the prayer breakfast.
Celine Durney.
Make sure
Durney.
I don't get the name of Celine Durney, right? Right. So daughter of our good friend Dan Durney of Franchise Foundry. Excellent job singing, and I know everybody was just thrilled to get a chance to hear her.
She was good. And then Dan shared something on Facebook the other day where she wrote a song about bread, how everybody eats bread. And I thought, what? It was a five, and I saw that it was five minutes. I watched every minute of it. She sat, she played a little like a ukulele or a guitar or whatever, and a girlfriend of her with her sang. I wish, she's so creative, and her voice is just gorgeous. You just get sucked up, you know, listening to her. But I thought, this is a song about bread. And she made it interesting. Like, she's got such talent. It's like, you have to go look at it.
And I loved Paul Brown from Arby's.
Yes, Arby's.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
His message. He was also a great speaker. And again, bringing home the message that you got to know what your brand is and then make sure that everybody else knows what your brand is.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very true. Mary Kay, we're almost running out of time, but I did want to ask you one last thing, especially with your sort of unique position in taking over the president's role in a new brand or new to your company. Any advice for other franchisors? If there is one thing that you could tell someone who is also just coming maybe into a new role, what advice would you give them to sort of move their brand forward in the year 2015?
Two things, really. One of them is find an amazing industry expert with leadership skills to join your team, which we did with Matt. With Matt Phillips, he's just wonderful. He's got the industry experience. I have the franchising experience, so we make a really dynamic leadership team. So
great.
I would say
smart
that.
Move.
And then, and the other thing is to listen. You know what? Franchisees are going to be a little bit nervous when you're starting out. Just let them know that you're here to listen, and you're going to process what they have to say before you change anything. So that's the course that we're on now.
Great advice. Excellent.
Very good.
Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight, Mary Kay. I know you're fighting a cold and cough, as are probably 90% of the people out there listening in America right now. So thanks for being a trooper and hanging in there with us tonight on Social Geek Radio.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Take
good night,
care.
Everybody.
Good night.
Social Geek.